God's word that I'd like to share with you this morning to nourish us, to strengthen us, to guide us in our earthly lives is from the gospel lesson. Now, if you remember a couple weeks ago, the gospel lesson was about Jesus sending out the 12 disciples two by two. And they were going into the countryside. And they were going to proclaim the kingdom of God. And they were going to teach. They were going to baptize. They were going to share that kingdom with the people in the villages. And now they've come back. And here's where our text picks up. The apostles return. They return from the countryside. They return from proclaiming the kingdom of God. They have returned. And they're tired. So to tell Jesus what they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them. And they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things." So God speaks these words to us today. And I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about this concept and question. Have you ever felt that you were forgotten? Have you ever felt like you fell through the cracks in the sidewalk or the porch or the living room floor or any other thing? Have you ever felt like, you know, everybody's considering all these other things? I feel so forgotten. Well, that kind of describes me in a way. I retired from active ministry in July of 2017. And for that first year after, no one called me to preach. No one lifted up that phone and asked if I was available. Well, for a number of months I wasn't, because I had ripped my rotator cuff, so I had to have surgery. But then, from then on, I felt like, gosh, nobody likes me. I'm forgotten. But that wasn't the case, because then I started getting phone calls. We've been on 5 cruises since 2015. One cruise was on a huge ship around the Hawaiian Islands, and there's lots of people on this cruise. But the first river cruise that we took in 2015 was on a small ship, and we got on it in Amsterdam, and we went to Switzerland and got off. And in that cruise, we weren't forgotten. Every time we left the cruise, we had to scan our boarding pass, and they would look and say, "Have a good day, Mr. Figgy, Mrs. Figgy." Well, then, you know, we started having other cruises. And we've taken 3 cruises with Viking. And we have these stewards that clean our room. And they are so thankful. And they said, "Have a good evening, Mr. Figgy and Mrs. Figgy." We didn't feel forgotten. So we would go to the restaurant, the main restaurant for our meals. And one night that we went there, and we had to correct the gal who was the hostess about the pronunciation of our name. From then on, she knew the pronunciation of our name. And every time we stepped up to the desk, she would say, "Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Figgy." We didn't feel forgotten. Now I want you to transport your life and your thought pattern back to this time when the disciples come to tell Jesus, to report to Jesus what had all taken place as they had been sent out two by two. And so the disciples figured, you know, Jesus isn't going to forget us. So we're going to sit there and we're going to wait for him. And he says, come away to a desolate place. For there were many coming and going. And so they went with Jesus to this desolate place. But lo and behold, everybody else went there too. Because they wanted to see Jesus. They wanted to be taught by Jesus. And so as they went across the lake, and Jesus steps out of the boat, and he sees these people as sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus teaches them many things. He doesn't forget about his disciples. His disciples are there with him. And he wants them to be aware of the needs of the people. I want you to think about your life now. I want you to think about the world that we're living in right now. Several people, or maybe a large number of people, might say, Jesus has forgotten all about us. God has forgotten about us. With all of the tragedy that has happened, all the killings that has happened, all everything that is such horribleness in the world, God has forgotten us. Jesus has forgotten us. But Jesus hasn't forgotten us. Jesus hasn't forgotten the things that have happened to us in our bodies. Jesus hasn't forgotten about us as we are living in this world of corrupt sinfulness, if you will. Jesus hasn't forgotten us. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus invites us to come to himself, not just this day, but every day of our lives. Every day that seems to be a little worse, or even seems to be a little better, Jesus says, come unto me. Listen to me. Be fed, be nourished, be strengthened in the word of forgiveness and strengthened. So Jesus comes to us with concern and compassion. He comes to us when we're suffering from death and illness, separation, and all of those things. Jesus comes to us and shows us compassion. Just like he stepped out of the boat and saw this huge crowd of people as sheep without a shepherd, so he sees us. He sees us as his sheep without a shepherd. And yet we hear his words, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Here is this Lord that comes to us in our time of need, in our time of want, in our time of horribleness, to lift us up, to encourage us, to forgive us all of our sins, to tell us that we are precious in his sight. And as he does, he also gives us strength to show compassion to one another, to be there, to lift up by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I often say this in funeral sermons, you know, when family is there and they say, you know, have you gotten food? Have you gotten food on plates that need to be returned? And often people say, no, we haven't. And I said, do that. When people are in need, share the food on plates that need to be returned. Because that gives you an opportunity to share that plate, that it gives you an opportunity for that plate to come back and people to talk and share that word of compassion and encouragement. Because this is what Jesus gives us. He gives us the power and strength to be compassionate to one another, to be encouraging, to be helpful, to be Jesus' witnesses and Jesus' servants here on earth. You see, the disciples wanted Jesus and wanted to tell him all about their travels. And Jesus says, yes, come away to a desolate place and we'll talk, we'll rest. And yet, when Jesus stepped out of the boat and he saw this huge crowd as looking for guidance and strength and encouragement, he says to the disciples, no, just sit here a while. I need to show compassion to these people. I need to teach them many things. And you think of, what's Jesus going to teach that's many things? He's going to teach them, or he has taught them, about forgiveness and love. He's taught them about compassion and strength. He's teaching them about the Lord is their shepherd, that they don't need to be in want. So I want you to think about this. Seeing that is there. And I want you to place yourself in God's hands because that's where you are. And as you say, the Lord is my shepherd, he's there to guide, he's there to feed, he's there to nourish you with all of his gifts, and especially with the assurance of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.